pushers, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of Common Sense Gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It is time to talk gardening. I was just printing out our SPCA information. I'll give you that report. Got a little good news there, I noticed, and we need some help with some of the other dogs that have been there for a while. To talk gardening, all you have to do is call this number from anywhere. 1-866-444-3478. 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. My tea, which I haven't even tried yet this morning, I'll try in just a minute and tell you about what it is. It's kind of my usual stuff. I put some ginger and I put a lemon. I had some organic lemons, so I put some lemon juice in there and went out. Got a little thyme and some sage, so it's a little bit of the same ingredients that I use often. We'll see how that is. The photo contest is up. Check that out. Both the photo contest and the SPCA report brought to you by Espoma, the makers of a really fine line of organic fertilizers and soil amendments, both dry and liquid. A liquid 8-ounce bottle of their organic plant food is a gift from them for whoever is first to identify the mystery photograph that's on dirtdoctor.com. They also bring us the SPCA report. And we got an interesting dog this morning, Honey. She's 10-year-old. Tan and black German Shepherd mix, weighing about 85 pounds. She's really sweet and gentle. Looking for a permanent home. She can be a little shy around people at first. Once she gets to know you, she's total love. Likes a lot of attention. Gets along with people, especially children. Gets along with other dogs. Prefers to hang out with other ladies, lady dogs. Very loving and affectionate. Good cuddler. Sounds like a great find to me. When she's stressed, she's, she does get stressed and she likes to be left alone occasionally. So it sounds like she's a little bit moody, but I think a good one. She's got one ear up and one ear down. She's interesting looking. And from last week, Bo, who's a really good looking guy, and Donald, Buster, Rhino, and Chase are all still waiting for their forever homes. Love from last week was adopted, so thank you for that. These dogs are available in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, both at the Dallas and McKinney. In fact, let's see, Honey is at the McKinney, the Texas Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney. So check them out. All their photographs and bio information is on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Just look for the button that says SPCA of Dallas or SPCA of Texas there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Okay, let's see what else we need to get into for you. One thing that's going on is we've got snowstorms in a big portion of the country. Hope you're okay out there. Not going to be doing a lot of gardening if you're in one of those areas, but there is plenty to talk about to get ready to do some gardening and landscaping. My Dallas Morning News column that I just turned in was about pruning, and something came up that I hadn't written about from the angle that I did. It was about dead wood in trees, and it's something that it's something you do need to do on a regular basis, or it can become a little bit of a problem if you skip it for too many years. There's going to be dead wood build up in trees, even really healthy trees, and it's one of those things that you need to probably do a little bit of work on every year. Do as I say, not as I do. We do a little bit. I do a little bit on my own. Bringing a crew in to do dead wood in the big trees is something that I do every few years. But you need to do a little bit of it on an annual basis so you don't develop a problem. The biggest problem that can come up is that some of the dead limbs, the larger ones, become dangerous. The larger ones that really have some weight to them can be pretty dangerous deal. There's a lot of people that have been injured, even killed by limbs coming out of trees. Now, it doesn't have to be dead wood. Sometimes it happens in the summer, and we've got an article about it on dirtdoctor.com. It's called the Summer Limb Drop or Sudden Release, or there's a lot of different common names for it, but it's where living limbs that don't even have any apparent problem just release from trees during real hot parts of the summer, and that can be dangerous too. And there's it's kind of hard to tell what limbs might have that issue coming up, but we've got some information for you on dirtdoctor.com. You want to read that. But on the deadwood, it's a little bit different deal. You can tell the deadwood easily during the growing season. At this time of the year, it takes a little bit different eye to see what's dead and what's still alive on the deciduous trees because the leaves are gone. But it's fairly easy, and I put it in the column, some of the things that can help you with that. For one thing, the limbs will just look different from a stiffness standpoint. They won't be moving as much with the wind. They won't have the flexibility because when they die, they dry out and they become stiff and brittle. And you can see that. You can see that in some of the larger limbs. The color will be a little bit different as well. Sometimes dead limbs will be a little lighter in color and sometimes a little darker in color, but you'll notice that there generally will be a difference there. And then the final thing that's probably the best giveaway is that the living limbs will have buds even now that will have swollen a little bit and be distinctive, and the dead wood in the tree won't have those buds like that, generally speaking. So you can tell. You can also tell by banging around on the limbs that you're suspicious of, and if they're dead, they're probably going to be brittle, and the tips will break off easily. So getting that dead wood out, taking advantage of the winter to get that work done is a pretty good idea to do. Those of you that have fireplaces inside or out, we have indoor fireplaces that we don't use anymore. The reason is they didn't breathe very well. The way our house was built, the chimneys weren't designed to breathe very well. So we can burn a fire in the house, but we also fill the house with quite a bit of smoke. So the only fireplace that we use is the one that's outdoors. It's a new one, and it's built to where it draws very well. Of course, outside doesn't matter whether it does or not. And during really windy times, it doesn't. But the dead wood, the smaller stuff, makes excellent kindling for your fireplace. You can crunch it up and put it in the compost pile, be part of that, part of the mulch. Go that route if you want to. And it also becomes tasty treats for some dogs like ours that love to eat sticks, love to eat sticks and bark and all kind of thing. I don't know how their digestive systems handle it because they do it a lot. Our tree climbing dog, Nellie, sweetest dog in the world, but she loves to eat sticks. And her favorite one at the moment is about a 20-foot long piece of dead bamboo that she grabs and runs around with and then bites an end off of and turns that into her chew toy. But she's not only does it herself, but she's taught Tater to like to eat the bark outside too. He's taught her a few things. That's the one thing that he has taught little Tater is to chew on sticks and wood and things like that. One of the things on In Howard's Garden, and I'll get into it in more detail later, but we just got a new big pile of shredded tree trimmings. It was from an operation, some work that was being done there in our area. And instead of hauling it to the landfill, we do what I recommend to you. We had it dumped in the driveway, and now we're using it to continue to build our big compost pile and erosion control back in the bamboo, and also use on some bare areas in beds, cover up some soil, and be just used as a mulch. We'll talk more about In Howard's Garden and whatever else you'd like to discuss. Give me a buzz at 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? Pure Grow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for Pure Grow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Finishing up on the dead wood trimming out of your trees, if you don't do it and it's not too big to be dangerous, it's not, you know, a huge rush, it's not hurting the tree or anything, but if you let the dead wood expand into limbs that are pretty good size, it's dangerous. It's dangerous for pets and people, denting your car, the roof of the house. In fact, we had a pretty bad leak on our back building that's the greenhouse dog run storage building. The great big American elm that we have is back behind that down in the slope into the bamboo forest that I talk about our management of quite a bit. And a pretty good size limb. It was, I don't know, 3-4 inch caliper limb fell, and it knocked a hole in the roof and was leaking in the back, and I hadn't even noticed it and created quite a problem. So dead wood can be dangerous, and it can be an expensive problem. So do it as often as you can. And one final thing on it that I put in this column I've written for the Dallas Morning News, I guess it'll run next Wednesday, is that in addition to talking about, you know, don't over prune, keep the natural look of the tree as much as you possibly can. In fact, when you finish pruning, if it doesn't look like it's been pruned, in most cases, that's the best. That's the thing you want to try to achieve. But even with the dead wood removal, when you do it, just like in pruning live limbs, no flush cuts. You'll still, even with a dead limb, in fact, you'll a lot of times be able to see the branch collar a little bit easier because it's still living tissue, and it's the swelling that's at the base of the limb that you're cutting away. So whether it's live or dead, you want to preserve that branch collar. I just got a publication. It's been around for a long time. In fact, I may have gotten a duplication from a tree book that's from, I'm drawing a blank on the guy's name right now. I'll think of it in a minute, that started writing about these techniques that we use today a long time ago. And there's some really good drawings in this little book that I'm going to add, probably do it into a newsletter and also additional entries on our website. And all it really helps you understand how to do it even better in some cases than photographs. So I'll combine photographs along with these diagrams and put that together for you. But if you make a cut on for removing a dead limb or a live limb, be sure to make that cut far enough out to where you're not cutting into living tissue. That living tissue is the branch collar. It's the healing device that's left after you make the cut. And it's better if you make the cut too far out, leave too much of a stub, which you don't want to do either. But if you're going to make a mistake, it's better to cut too far away from the trunk than too close. You cut in a flush cut or too close to the tree and you really do some damage. And I mentioned printing paint, that I'm still not a big fan of it. It's okay if you do it. I don't. There's a lot of research, including from these publications that I'm talking about, that indicates that it slows down the healing process. I think most quality arborists today do not recommend printing paint, wound dressing of any kind. If you are in the camp of wanting to do it, and some people that have live oaks and red oaks and they're in oak wilt areas are in the category of still wanting to do it, the one product that is by far the best, if you're going to buy the best and use the best, it's called Lac Balsam. If you hire an arborist, a tree care company to do your trees, ask them to, if they're going to paint the cuts, to use that product, not black tar or paint or anything like that. The other one that some people use is kind of a varnish, kind of a you know, something that just gives a fragrance rather than covers. And in that case, you paint it in the center of the cut, not out on the edge, so you're covering the where the cambium layer is going to develop and the callus is going to form. Just painting enough to where it has a fragrance. Orange shellac is used a lot in this case, for example, and it gives a repelling quality to keep the vectors that can spread the disease of oak wilt and things like that around. All righty, let's do our first call of the day. Here's Rob calling from Fort Worth, Texas. Hello, Rob.
Good morning, sir.
What's up?
Well, we had over the spring, just was like more in the summer, June or July, we had about 250 or 300 square feet of zoysia turf laid in a small part of our front yard.
Okay.
And over the late fall and winter, it of course went dormant and brown. And all of these green, very bright green kind of weeds, look like maybe like nutgrass, have come through, filled through all the cracks, and have begun slowly overtaking the zoysia. And what I'm kind of worried about is when spring comes along, are those cool weather weeds going to, will they die off and let the zoysia go, or are they going to be crowding out? Because I know zoysia is a very slow growing turf, and I'm worried that we lost it because these other weeds grew over it over the winter.
Well, there's a couple of issues there, and it's similar to what I've got at our office right now, Rob, that I'm thinking about too. It's probably a winter weed called rescue grass.
Okay.
And there's a couple of ways to deal with it. My timing wasn't worth a flip. Can you hang with me through this break and we'll not be rushed?
Sure.
All right. Stick with me. We'll talk about that when we come back, and we'll visit with other people if you want to call at 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and I think Rob stuck with us. Rob, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're right on about a couple of things. I think that it's a grass that we can go a couple of different ways with. And I'm looking at, like I said, what I'm going to do with it at our office right now. It's coming right up really thick all over the whole yard. I may leave mine. I have St. Augustine. I don't have zoysia. And just mow it. The alternative, and you may want to consider this because you're right, zoysia is the slowest growing of the grasses. And even though it's not going to kill it, it will be competition for it, whatever
right
the cool
okay
season grass is. But it's probably rescue grass, which gets to be pretty big and pretty aggressive. It is the perfect time right now to go out there with a vinegar or a fatty acid product or the product that I've seen really good results from called Pure Grow. It's actually made from clove and cinnamon. And spray it. I think it's cinnamon. It's two herb. It's two essential oils. Anyway, you can spray the entire turf. It won't hurt the zoysia. It'll kill the rescue grass. Rescue grass is so tough. You may have to spray it more than once. But knocking it back right now, whether it's rescue grass or henbit or whatever the cool season grass is probably the best thing to do because it'll be aggressive and it'll hurt the zoysia if it doesn't kill it out in the spring.
Okay, so I can do a broad, I have a trombone sprayer. I can spray the whole plot
right
and not worry about hurting the zoysia with that Pure Grow.
Yeah,
okay.
If you look at it close, we've had fairly warm weather. If you look at it and if you see any green in the zoysia at all, it'll hurt that green, but it's going to be dormant enough to where it's really not going to do any permanent damage.
So, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Well,
and
thank
it'll
you.
Kill the rescue grass or whatever it is. I don't know what other grass it could be. If it's a grass-looking weed, that's probably what it is. So go ahead and get that done, and I think your zoysia will be fine.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the tip.
Appreciate the call. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
And you can call me at 866-444-3478. By the way, the tea is very good. I think that lemon in it is a good ingredient that I probably should be doing more often. I put quite a bit of ginger in it. I probably put, a rounded tablespoon at least of cut up pieces. Cut it with the grain and then cut it up into smaller pieces so you really, really create a lot of surface area that's exposed. And then the thyme, I put in probably four little shoots about 3 inches long, I guess. And I'll strip the leaves off going from the tip. Hold the tip and strip the little tiny leaves off instead of leaving it on the stem, and then break the terminal leaves off and put that in the tea. And then I put in some sage leaves, garden sage, and it's and honey, and it's a good tea. Give that one a shot. Been working before we go back to in Howard's garden. Been working on my art quite a bit, my organic art as we call it now, and I've been doing a whole bunch of different kinds of things. I've been experimenting with technique more than creating finished pieces, and I'm actually going back on some of the pieces and adding more to them as I come up with some new ideas. Sometimes the new ideas work really well, and sometimes they don't. I've got probably 2/3 of the art we've created on the website. Just go to Howard's Art. If you click on Buy Howard's Books, or Buy Howard's Books and Art, it takes you to the area that has the books that we, that are the most current books that I've done. I've done 15, but probably about 8 or 10 are more applicable right now than the others. Almost all of them are still available. There's some that are probably completely out of print, and you'd have to find them from a used book place if you're interested in, for example, in the one called Landscape Design Texas Style. It's been out of print for quite a while, but I find it at the used book places a fair amount, and we still are scratching our head about what to do about it. I've rewritten it to a degree, and we may reprint it at some point like we've done with Plants of the Metroplex and the Organic Manual. In other words, keep updating it as we learn more, get more information about stuff. But it's one that we have never updated. It's just the original book, and it'll be pretty interesting for you to read. In fact, some of my friends have given me a little bit of a hard time because it mentions chemicals in it. It was done that long ago before I became 100% organic. So anyway, if you're interested in art, the two that we're selling right now are the one piece that we did some time ago. It's fall color. And then the other one is a series that I started called Forest Breeze. And the Forest Breeze is a, both of them are abstract art, but the Forest Breeze has a common theme, even though each one will be different. And what we're selling there is original pieces. That came about because the first one that I did was on Mylar, and we found out the hard way after doing it that you really can't make prints from art that you do on Mylar because of the reflection. You have the same problem if you do it on mirror. And I'm still doing some stuff on both of those shiny materials, but we came up with a paper that has a silver color that doesn't reflect as much, and I'm going to be able to do some prints. When we start having personal appearances again, I'll have some of the prints and some of the original art available. Again, you can see all of it on dirtdoctor.com, and their entry on the website will show you some of the stuff that we have finished, and we'll continue to add it there. But seeing it in person, we'll start when we start doing personal appearances. I've got a personal appearance coming up in Mount Pleasant in the early spring. You can see it under, see all of the appearances under appearances, that appearance button on dirtdoctor.com. And then we'll have the big event from Mother Earth News coming up in Belton, which will be the first of their fairs for the year. And we're going to be taking some of the art. We're going to actually have a booth for the first time there. That, and we'll have information about Texas Organic Research Center and the books and the art and the whole deal. So you'll get to see some of that. I may even take some of the sculpture down there just for people to see. It's really not for sale, but we might, we'll at least have photographs of everything for you at that time. Let's see. Telephone number, if you want to jump on here, it's open lines. Easy to get in during this time of the year. 866-444-3478. The next thing on In Howard's Garden, I've been planting some new things. I'm behind on my vegetable gardens. We've got the garlic coming up all over the place, which is one of the things that we may still have a few of the corms available for people joining the Organic Club of America. But mine, I don't even replant it. Once it's going, that's one of the characteristics of this giant garlic that I have. It's an elephant garlic, which is a leek. It may be a crossbreed between garlic and leek. It has great big foliage, great big flowers, beautiful, beautiful big white flowers. And the bulbs are, the if I manage them properly and leave them in the right period of time and everything, the bulbs will be as big as your fist, and the cloves very, very large. Delicious flavor, and a very mild flavor, not a sharp taste at all, but powerful as far as the garlic flavor and goodness. But it's interesting because mine developed so many corms on the bulbs that and rounds that are left in the ground. I guess when I'm harvesting, I leave some cloves here and there too, because I get just a really nice, strong return crop every year without even planting any more. So if you join the Organic Club of America, request some corms there. The other things that you can get are seed from Bob Webster's garden, which are shishito peppers, the wonderful pepper that the chefs have started using and liking so much. And also jicama seed. And then from our gardens, the Mexican buckeye, inland sea oats, and till we run out the corms of the elephant garlic. And we'll have more. So if you join, you can request getting some more that we'll have early summer, late spring, early summer. We'll have some more of those. But anyway, thing we've been planting, I finally got around to taking out the dragon wing begonias. And the dragon wing begonias have lasted in a couple of different spots till now. I'm having to take them out while they're still in bloom and put in new cool season stuff. We've got pansies and Johnny jump ups in some of the pots that I had replaced before. But what I just planted, and you could still do it, except for those of you way, way north and are under snow right now, the dianthus. The dianthus that are available out there that are the perennial ones are the ones that I planted. And there's some beautiful colors available out there. Some of the flowers are double and some are single. And as they fill out, and I'm pushing them along with Garrett juice and a little liquid espoma like I use on all my flowering plants. And as they fill out, I'll put some photographs on dirtdoctor.com for you and on Facebook so you can see it. But if you haven't tried that yet, that's a good cool season thing to do. Later on, we'll continue to plant more snapdragons and nasturtiums. We'll do as the weather starts to get a little bit milder. And even though we may have some really cold weather coming, just keep that floating row cover handy. And if you're going to have some really, really cold nights, just throw it out over the top of the flowers, it's amazing how much protection you get. We tell people that you get 4 to 5 degrees protection from floating row cover, but it may be more than that. I think the main thing is that it just keeps the harsh wind off of the plant. So if you've got vegetable gardens and cool season vegetables, you know, can still be planted. Now, if you've missed that window, and again, if we go into a night where it's really going to drop in a hurry, the floating row cover is what you use both on the food crops, herbs, and vegetables, as well as your cool season flowering things. We'll talk more about that, and we'll go back to the phones when I come back and get you up as quick as we can. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Bring a dose of nature indoors with the newest MoMA organic plant foods loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with Espoma's new Easy Dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over, and pour in the pre-measured dose. Then fill the watering can with water and feed the plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Espoma Organic, a natural in the garden since 1929. Visit Espoma.com to learn more or to find a retailer near you.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
Book your consultation now. Call today at 469-687-94 and receive a $200 consultation free of charge. That's 469-687-94 for the free consultation, or go to AchieveVitality.net.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard Mack with you, and we've got Nick calling from Sandwich, Illinois, and a little bit of snow on the ground there, huh, Nick?
Howard, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. You got a bunch of snow on the ground?
Yeah, we didn't get so hit too hard. We're about, you know, 60 miles south, southwest of Chicago, but going south, middle of the state, my sister lives in St. Louis, and they got like a foot of snow.
Yeah, they really got hit covered. In that area, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and all the colleges, they're warning, because everybody's commuting to go back to school on Monday.
All the colleges in
central Illinois are all snowed in. But, yeah, so my question, I think you were referring to Alex Shigo.
Yeah, thank you. I saw your Mary Rose's note. I just, sometimes on names especially, I just draw a blank. Yeah, Shigo, I've been reading his books and studying his stuff for a long time. He was way, way ahead of the curve on the industry as far as using the techniques he recommended.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's who we studied in school, and it was I do the same thing with drawing a blank on the names, but I only thought of it because you didn't, and you mentioned it. But his drawings were just so awesome and easy to understand.
They really are, you know, really simple. I'm going
to
kind of take them and turn them into our own drawings, I think, and add to our information. I think it'll help quite a bit. But just like you say, the basic stuff, the basic information he covers is just better than anybody else out there. Is he still alive, by the way?
No, I believe he passed back in the early aughts, if you will, the 2000s.
Quite a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, but if not even in the late 90s. But my other question was, I found some perlite in the soil that was in some potting, the outdoor landscaping oak pots that we inherited with the house.
Yep.
And in a quick digging up of the plants I wanted to save, I had saved a bunch of geraniums, and I know they're easy, but managed to keep them alive. I just wanted to see what I could accomplish with them.
Uh-huh.
And kind of fun to have actually growing out of season. But the perlite, is that a problem? I mean, because I was watering the plants, and then I started hearing it, like, I believe that's what it was, popping, absorbing all the water, and
No, they're not, it's not a problem. In fact, it can be beneficial in a way. I'd rather not have it, you know, in the potting soil and in my soil. But I've got quite a bit, too, because when I buy plants from a typical grower, which I just did on those dianthus I was talking about planting. They're grown in a peat moss perlite mixture, so you're getting some of that put in the soil every time you're doing transplanting. There are a few, but they're very small and scattered around the country, growing in compost and using organic techniques. That industry, somebody could get into that industry and go organic and really hit a home run, I think.
Oh, I agree. You know, I was thinking about doing tree care focused on, air spade root collar and root flare excavation, right, and doing some radial trenching, filling it in with an organic compost. And really, because it's a real epidemic here in Illinois and a lot of places where you see them planted incorrectly and just so bound up with the fallen burlap. But that was the other thing, was it's hard to get away from that when you buy it. That's the only way you can buy it, in those with that perlite. So I guess thinning it out with the mix, just removing it as you can, I guess. Have to throw it away or just use it and kind of mix it in?
I just mix it in. If you've got a big clump of it or whatever, throw it away. I've got a bigger problem, Nick, with the Osmocote, the little pelletized.
The little fertile green pellet?
Yeah, well, the green pellets may be another kind of fertilizer, but any of those fertilizer pellets are going to be high nitrogen synthetic stuff, and I generally, and the growers like to use that Osmocote that's a gel-like little sphere a lot. They put a lot of it in there, and I'll tend to rake it out and discard it more than worrying about the perlite and the peat moss.
Okay, yeah, and that's what you just recommend. That's the little fertilizer pellets. You just rake them off as best you can.
Yeah, they're real high nitrogen fertilizer, and if we're going to be fertilizing with the organic stuff, we don't need that in the mix. Now, you can't get it all out because it'll a lot of times be homogenized and blended through the potting soil. But in some cases, I'm seeing where it's just there in chunks, almost as big as your fist. And I'll rake that out and throw it away if I can do that.
Okay. Yeah, because you're kind of stuck with selection that you can get for your area. And if that's the best, I'd rather buy something than nothing at all.
Sure.
And so I try to get something in the ground. So
if you buy transplants, you're almost
done. Wish you guys a happy new year, too. So.
Well, Nick, happy new year to you. Thanks for calling. And good luck with your tree work as soon as you can get out from under the snow.
That's right. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you later. And the lines are open at 866-444-3478. Give me a call and we'll visit next hour. That was the end of the first hour. Went by real quick. And I didn't even get halfway through the stuff I need to cover. So we'll do that and take your calls as well next hour. The website's dirtdoctor.com. You can click on Buy Howard's Books, the red button at the top, and it'll tell you all you need to know about how to donate to Torque through the purchase of books and our organic art that we're doing. Information about the books is there. Joining the Organic Club of America is part of it. Buy at a certain level and you get a membership and get some of our other bonus gifts like the seeds. And more information than you can believe on dirtdoctor.com. It's pretty deep. Check it out. And I'll be back after this.